The first element in terms of the support, and which is really crucial for transitional justice issues, is the environment conducive for transitional justice. Experience have shown that for a truth-seeking mechanism to be effective, there must be political will to allow, encourage, and actively support an inquiry into past violations and abuses. Second element, the violent conflict must have come to an end. And thirdly, there must be interest on the part of victims and witnesses to have such process undertaken and to cooperate with it. The second element, therefore, all parties to the peace agreement should give serious consideration as to whether the necessary precondition for the establishment of effective transitional justice processes, including truth-seeking, are currently present in South Sudan. Environments conducive for transitional justice will entail a restoration of the peace and security, which will enable the IDP's resettlement, allowing access to the majority of victims' witnesses who should be fully protected during the necessary consultation processes and afterwards while engaging with the traditional justice institutions. Lack of mechanism for the protection of victims and witnesses as well as other individuals can negatively affect the whole process. Such consultations can be instrumental in identifying and designing transitional justice processes and mechanisms that are tailored to the national context and more adequately respond to the rights and needs of those affected by the conflict. It is important that consultations are conducted in a secure environment where those affected can freely express their views. Adherence to international standards can further reinforce the credibility of the process. United Nations policy to oppose amnesties for war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, or gross violation of human rights will be a condition for any support to transitional justice processes. The behavior of various mechanisms associated with the ceasefire and security arrangements will have an impact on the security environment and consequently on the traditional justice process. So at the end of the day, based on this environment that need to be conducive for traditional justice, what UNMISS is doing? In one sentence, I will say that UNMISS is contributing to promote a conducive environment for traditional justice, including through its monitoring, its advocacy, and interaction with all parties, including the SAIG good offices. So the second way in terms of support of UNMISS is technical assistance to government and transitional justice institutions. UNMISS could provide technical assistance and advise the transitional government and transitional justice institution to a number of issues. One, enact enabling legislation for the establishment of the Commission of Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, the Abri Courts, the Compensation and Reparation Authority, and other traditional justice institutions. Two, review the Constitution and amend key national legislation to initiate institutional reforms mentioned in the peace agreement or likely to be recommended by the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing. Three, ensure that civil society participation in the legislative process is taken into consideration. Four, share best practices from African countries with transitional justice experience in promoting accountability, truth, reconciliation and healing, as well as relevant experience for other regions in the world. Five, strengthen the capacity of all actors involved in transitional justice mechanisms, including South Sudanese defense and security forces, provided that the support complies with the human rights due diligence policy. And finally, develop a national action plan on peace, reconciliation and transitional justice if agreed during the national-wide consultations. The third area of support is on the Commission of Reconciliation, which is truth-seeking. ANMIS will support the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing in implementing its mandate throughout the country as described in the peace agreement, ensuring that women and children can fully participate in the truth and reconciliation processes and making sure the implementation of the truth-seeking processes is in conformity with international human rights standards. And secondly, once the Commission has released its public report, ANMIS would also support the transitional government with the implementation of the Commission recommendations and wider dissemination of the Commission final report.